Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, Fresh. They was mad at us the last time we was on the track together. You know, calling them bitches and shit. They didn't like that too much. They did, but they did.
It's cool, man.
I ain't gonna play nice as well.
We love you.
Yeah. We're gonna tone it down. We're gonna relax.
Chill out.
You holla at him.
I got you.
Then I'ma holla at him.
I'ma holla at him first.
Let's see if we can calm down the situation this time around.
Yeah, don't trip. Right? I got you. Yeah.
Oh, yes, it's fresh. And yes, I guess. Just baby, feel the power. I'm the best, and you'll be blessed to fuck me in the shower. We just met, but from your text, I bet that pussy fire. But before that sex, I want that neck. Except that I'ma ride. I freed your mind, left your body in shock. She never say stop. She just get on top. If it pops, she pay that D up. Then I give that D up. Before I beat that P up, baby, like that beat up.
Great night, get that ass look right. And the pussy print looking like it's real tight, ready to eat. Cause you got a nigga hungry. The weed that was smoking also giving me the munchies. Thicker than a big booty bitch from the country. Got a lot of girls, but it's different when you touch me. Got me feeling lucky, living in the dream world. After round one, she be begging for an encore. Got a nigga dick sore, I need a minute, hold up. Roll up, smoke another blunt, got a man up. Now she got her ass up. Booty keeps smacking. Take another shot, then
release the cracking.
Lights, camera, action. You said you was a real freak. Submarine the pussy, yeah, my dick be going real deep. Hit it till the screen leaks. Gotta chase the bed sheets. Roll up, spark, do it all again, repeat.
About marriage tonight because it's been a lot of talk about different subjects. You know, I know a couple of people that's going through some things, and I feel like I have a little experience in there, so I can talk about it like that. So we're going to touch on some shit tonight, so stay tuned. I need to get one twisted. I'm in the process of doing some hair, so that's how I roll. That's how I'm rolling tonight. You know what I'm saying? I got to make this bread while I do my show and make this other bread. You know what I'm saying? So chill with me for the night. It's Friday. It's low-key. Thank God the weekend is here. If you didn't turn up tomorrow, yes, SNL, who party, you better be hitting it. If not, oh, well, I will be there. Hey, ladies, yes. Let me put on some music for y'all right now. I need to finish rolling my blizzy for sure. Theory of a High Mind tonight on Bang Out Radio. Stay tuned as we get it cracking for the night.
I remember way back when I was young and still in high school. I'm talking way back when I was standing out by 5'2". They put me right beside you, now we ride to the end.
Just nothing to separate us,
yeah. We created a special energy. Through you I can express my words more vividly. Paint a perfect picture of us, not a risk to me. Fell in love at first sight, and now we spark the perfect flame like a chimney. See, I'm addicted to you like smokers to nicotine. I got so many haters, but never let them get in between. Cause what we have is more important than anything. And if you were handsome, I'd be happy if you take this ring. And it's just a metaphor, and now I want you more. But I can't remember if I ever felt this way before. And if it's wrong, please, y'all can take me, lock me up. But I'ma love the music and be doing it till my time is up.
Put your hands up high, let me see you wave them in the sky. I'm a lover of good music. I'm a lover of good music.
Many other talents, but perfected making music, neglected going to school and dropped out so I could pursue it. No doubt, I can make moves quick, but prefer to take my time, cause with these lyrics and rhymes, I get better with every line. Further with every grind, and I'm surfing in every mind on waves. From a melody, greatest is what they yell at me. Shit, if it's a crime, then fuck it, I got a felony. Jealousy is a virtue, they hurt you, that's what they telling me. On another level is where I be, won't settle for less. On different stages, I'm overseas, demand of respect. Don't wanna fall for no silly schemes, get it off of my chest. They keep on talking, won't let me be, but the music is my remedy. Like a bandage to an open wound, and I can handle anything they throw at me. I stay in tune, but like I said, this time I'm ready. So let me in the game and get ready to rock steady. My niggas, so get them up.
So put your hands up high, let me see you wave them in the sky. You will love a good music.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Hood bound.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Fuck the club, we get turned up in the lobby. We the party up with the ratchets in the form. But these pussy niggas keep looking at me on the salt. But these hood niggas is known for getting the popping. If you need that custom pills or Somalis, you can find us in the lobby. These hood bound niggas is known for getting the popping. You can find us in the lobby. If you need that custom pills or Somalis, you can find us in the lobby. Hell now, niggas is known for getting the popping. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. These hellbound niggas is known for getting the popping. You can find us in the lobby.
Block monster, Chevy with the doors up. Told little mama, took that burner by that good stuff. No chase, throw a throne to the face. If she with a rider Mackie, or she gutter with a pretty face. We in the lobby, life for the party. Camouflage like a soddy. Fuck a bad bitch, I want a full-blown hottie. Just down the fuck, off of Hennessy and Molly. I turn it up on a varmint. Hating on my pills and they ain't nigga poppin'. I see the thin faces on niggas that done copped. Put these niggas is hatin', they certified varmint. My hustle harless, shot fire with no accomplice. In the lobby, turf up a fifth, Molly some ganja. Rats be miles of other rats, niggas is varmint. Plotting no thirsty jack, they become moving targets. Target,
club, we get turned up in the lobby. We the party, I put the ratchets in the form. But these pussy niggas keep looking at me unassaulted. But these hip hop niggas is known for gettin' poppin'. If you need that cushion, some pills or Somalis, you can find us in the lobby. These hood-bound niggas is known for getting the poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. If you need that custom pills or Somalis, you can find us in the lobby. These hood-bound niggas is known for getting the poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. These hood-bound niggas is known for getting the poppin'.
Oh shit, here we go again. 40B in party mode. We do more than it's with it, gang. We looking for the girls that's with it. 80 proof, popping Molly, smoking blunt, sniffing lines, the life of the party. Now are you fucking everybody? Look at what the drugs do. Get the bitch to spill her guts. Wanted me to smack a booty. Rest of y'all can't even touch. Let me see you back it up. Pick it up. Drop it down. Left, right, left, right.
Take that booty all around.
She on the the wall, upside down. Look at her, she does it all. Humpty dumpty ass, but I'm laughing at the bitch fall. Last call for alcohol.
I'm feeling so sorry.
These bitches wanna drink.
You can find us in the lobby.
You niggas need to turn down. Fuck that, we want it all. West side, we the gang. If you ain't with it, fuck y'all.
The club, we can turn up in the lobby. We the party up with the ratchets in the form. But these pussy niggas keep looking at me hella salty. But these about niggas is known for getting poppin'. If you need that custom pills or Somalis, you can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. If you need that custom pills or Somalis, you can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting poppin'. You can find us in the lobby.
Beyond that motherfucking Chevy with that all chrome thing out. So if a nigga blink long, I'm dumping till the thing out. When niggas better think for vibe on the heat, I'll probably fuck you blink, leave you slumped in the seat. Molly, 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 you can find us in the lobby. I got these bitches in the yawn. We turn weed a party. Kush burning, so rock straight to the dome. I'm heated heavy. Two bitches and I'm on. I'm in the back. Two-stepping with the chrome and all black. I make it crack and I'm gone. Smash from all angles, whole female fleet. Turn it up on you niggas. From the lobby to the streets, I'm known for going on. I'm known for packing heat. This Molly got me geek. You pussy niggas is sweet. Shaking ratchets in the varmints. You the hardest niggas out. We're the gang, nigga. What the fuck you talking about?
The club, we get turned up in the lobby. The party, I put the ratchets in the varmints. These pussy niggas keep looking at me on the salt. But these about niggas is known for getting pop. If you need that custom pills or Somalis, you can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting poppin'.
Yeah.
You can find us in the lobby. If you need that custom pills or Somalis, you can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting poppin'. Find us in the lobby.
Fuck the club, we in the lobby where the party at. Six bad bitches, four blunts in the rider mat. See me and I'm probably strapped on the way. Turned up, talking to a rambo. Feeling all on her butt, you be like,
damn, bro, you ain't in the club.
Nope. I'll be like, yeah, bro, I'm trying to fuck her friend. I'm just seeing what it is, what was popping. I gave them both pills, now both the bitches topless.
Progress.
The power of persuasion, it's only temporary till we meet our destination. It's a rock, no chasing, the invasion had to happen.
It's been all night, yeah.
Now it's time to get it cracking. Ride a Mac and at its finest, your highness to the hoes.
I like skin, I
on her neck a tatted foe. For sure though, I'm banging, trick mode, my code of conduct. Hood bound, gang, don't give a fuck.
Club, we get turned up in the lobby. Be the party up with the ratchets in the form. These pussy niggas keep looking at me on the salt. But these hoodbound niggas is known for getting poppin'. If you need that custom pills or Somalis, you can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting poppin'. You can find us in the lobby.
Anyway, welcome back, y'all. I'm going to call this season two for me because, you know, we've been out of date for a little while. And, you know, let's be honest, you know what I'm saying? I'm back. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be another time, another day. It's Friday, baby. We got the weekend. I'm going to start you off right. I got to give my little disclaimers because I know you see me going in and out. And I'm doing here. Got to make my money. That's why I'm hollering. You know what I'm saying? That's my hustle. So if you ever need your hair braided, you know where to come, baby. And if you need some people to vouch for it, I got that too. But also, not only do I have my client in the house, and they don't want to be on camera, that's fine. But also I have my dog in the house. Hey, Nina's in the house. Because around here, it's like Vietnam. Everybody's popping. I can't even say fireworks. They're popping dynamite. You don't even get no nice, pretty explosion where you can be like, ooh, pretty. You don't get none of that. What you get is boom. And then all of a sudden, car alarms is going off. People outside like, what the fuck? The other day, they did that shit, and the power went out, and it was off for all day from 11 p.m. to 7 p.m. I was like, ain't that a bitch? Can't charge my phone. Can't do shit. I was upset about it. But either way, it is what it is. Also, I want to let you guys know there's a show going on. J. July 1st, that's a Sunday at 9 p.m. at the Lexington in downtown Los Angeles. Yes, come out and support the Witted Gang, Fresh Witted, Fody B. Witted, West Witted, and Real Witted. Yes, it's a new edition, and you're going to be surprised because that new edition is me. Yes, baby. All those who know that I used to rap back in the day, that's what I used to do, but so now you get a chance to see it in effect. So if you want to come out and support, come out. Tickets is $10. You can always hit up anyone of the Witted Gang, or you can spend your money at the door. Same price. Now, tonight's topic, I said, I do, or do I? Because there's a lot of people out there that have a false idea of what marriage really is. And a lot of people really believe that they're really in love with getting married, but they don't understand that after you get married, there's a marriage that you have to attain and keep at a level where you guys can stay till death do you part. You know, people don't understand that. And I'm gonna tell you the truth. I was talking to one of my family members, my mother's godbrother. Shout out to Brother Friday. And we were talking because he lost his wife. You know what I'm saying? So he knew what I was going through. I lost my husband, for those who don't know. Lost my husband. We were together for 13 years, married 5 years before he passed away. So, yes, I've experienced the good and the bad. You know what I'm saying? And I still grieve for him. I still miss him, and I still love him. You know what I'm saying? Hey, girl! So, with that being said, when I hear other people talk about marriage and they have so many negative views about it, it's like you're basing your what you think may happen to you off of somebody else's experience, and that may not be your experience. You know what I'm saying? For instance, and I say that because this is something that I kind of went through, but I didn't go through it in a negative view. My auntie, and I told her right after my uncle passed. You know, growing up, watching my Auntie Brenda and my Uncle Dwight, they were always happy kids. Watching your parents argue, sometimes fist fight, you know what I'm saying? You tend to value other people's relationships. So that's what I found myself doing. Valuing their relationship, saying, man, when I get older, I want a relationship like this. They actually have meetings, family meetings, where there's a board and a chart involved, and they did family activities together. My uncle was always smiling. My auntie was always happy. I always had a good time at their house. The kids barely got with them. When they got in trouble, they had conversations. They talked to them, and they are great adults now. Great. What I didn't know is they had problems. And you'll never know that until somebody tells you. That's what it's supposed to be in a relationship, in a marriage. And you're not supposed to know if somebody really got problems unless they tell you, are you really personally involved in their life? You know what I'm saying? And when you're in a marriage, your problems, your bad times should never outweigh the good times. You know what I'm saying? You won't take some bullshit from everybody. Everybody got a little asshole in them. Everybody. You know what I'm saying? But it depends on what level of bullshit you're willing to take from somebody. Everybody got their levels of what they're willing to take to put up with bullshit from someone. They'll accept it for so far. After that, it's going to be like, nope, I ain't fucking with you. That's a wrap. It's a wrap. I ain't fucking with you on that level. That's not what I'm willing to do. We have our limit, our cutoff. When somebody does push you over that edge and you're ready to just say, fuck the bullshit, we have that. But we also have that level of bullshit that we could take. And I talk to you guys about my marriage all the time, and I don't want you guys to sit up there and think that marriage is just all, you know, great. I'm not going to sit up here and fake like we didn't have problems, because we did. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit up here and act like I was the best wife in the world, because I wasn't. You know what I'm saying? our engagement started off rocky. But what made a difference in our relationship is the fact that we had faith in God and we had faith in our marriage to grow and continue to grow because we took the time to get to know each other before we actually jumped in that shit. A lot of people nowadays, they just jump into relationships thinking, oh, this person has everything that I want. She's beautiful, or he looks good. They got a job. Or they'll take care of me. Or whatever it is that they're basing it off of, it's based off of just a certain thing, a certain idea that you have in your head that you think you want. But that's why we go through these relationships, boyfriend and girlfriend, dating one person after another, because each person that you date, regardless of how fucked up they are or how good they were to you and how fucked up you were to them, they still give you a lesson in life that helps you for when you get ready to marry the person you're supposed to marry, you know exactly what you don't want and what you do want. You know what I'm saying? My anniversary was May 14th and the 15th, and people didn't understand, like, why do you celebrate 2 days? We celebrated 2 days, and it took him, like, a couple of years before he passed away to actually understand that himself. But the reason for celebrating 2 days is because our actual anniversary for boyfriend and girlfriend type was the 15th. But the day we got married was the 14th. So I said, babe, this is our chance. We're going to celebrate 2 days every anniversary. Have our chance and just really have a good time. You know what I'm saying? That was our thing. You know what I'm saying? Something we did. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, our relationship started off rocky. You know what I'm saying? However anybody could look at it, it could have been a hater move. It could have been a out of love. But hey, artist, how you doing, boo? Regardless of what it was, someone, and it wasn't just one, it was two people, 2 years in a row during our engagement, that brought some information to him. You know what I'm saying? And that information left us a little rocky. But one thing I can say, when you get ready to get into a marriage, make sure you take marriage counseling. Because the marriage counseling makes a difference. It gives, especially if it's with somebody that both of you can respect. Now, see, for a woman, it's easy for you to go to marriage counseling and you can talk to a pastor, you can talk to anybody, whatever. For me, it was easy for me to join any church, for me to talk to anybody about what we needed to talk about when it was regarding us. My concern was making sure he was comfortable. You know what I'm saying? That's how I did things. That's how I operate. I knew he wasn't big on going to church, so I said, you know what, you pick the church. You know, when I say, okay, let's, the church we were at, he loved everything about it, so he was just like, okay, premarital counseling, let's go through the pastor. That's not a problem. He respected the pastor. As long as your mate can respect the person that you are doing this with, you know, the person y'all decide, everything has to be as a whole together. You know, you decide that together, and you know that he's okay with it. Y'all can go into it. He'll hear what he needs to hear, and he'll come through clear the way he needs to hear so you guys can have a better way of communication. Communication is one of the biggest things in a relationship, but one of the biggest things that break up a relationship is money. You know what I'm saying? You have to learn how to be strong for someone when they're weak. And that's hard for people because when someone's weak in a marriage, it's so easy for us to get on the defense and think that everything is being taken out on us. But it's not so much of that. It's just the fact that your mate, male or female, don't know how to express themselves in a way where you can understand how they feel. And if they do know how, they don't want to do that because they don't know how to be vulnerable. That's the word. And a lot of people, a lot of relationships, a lot of marriages break up because the communication falls. You know, all it takes is for a repeat, something to have to be repeated for somebody to be like, oh, you're not even listening to me. I don't even want to talk to you no more. You know, or somebody to be like, you talk too much. I just don't want to be around you like that. You know, it's so many different scenarios when it comes to communication that can cause your relationship so much friction. You know what I'm saying? Just jumping into a relationship, I'm not even going to get into the marriage all the way right now. I'm going to say getting into a relationship. We jump into a relationship and we fall head over heels. We are all in this lovey-dovey stage. Oh, I love him. He is so cool. She is the bomb. I like her. We're going to rock together. And then, bam, y'all make a decision out of an infatuation that you have at that moment. And when you make that decision, like, oh, let's move in together. Oh, we're going to have a baby. Oh, you know, let's get something together. Let's get a car together or whatever the case may be. Let's get a dog together. You decide to make a move that is a decision that's almost a commitment to saying this is going in the direction we both want to go. But y'all really don't know that for sure because you guys haven't taken the time out to actually get to know each other and actually understand each other's wants and needs. We all want to be loved, but we always want to love the person the way we want to be loved instead of like the way they want to be loved. And that's a big issue. You know what I'm saying? You can't help somebody and love somebody the way you want to be done. You got to do it the way they want you to do it, especially if that's somebody you really love and care about. And if it's really somebody you love and care about and they fucking up, you're going to tell them they fucking up. Because that's what you're supposed to do. I couldn't stand when Bird used to do that shit to me. But at the same time, that shit kept me on my toes. You know what I'm saying? It was certain things he used to do with me all the time, and it used to be annoying as hell, and I used to tell him it was annoying as hell. But at the same time, that shit helped me be the woman I am today. And I always say, it don't matter who you with, the person you with should help you be a better you. If they can't help you be that, they ain't the one for you. If all they can do is take from you, if they can't give back, or if they can't even just be there mentally. Sometimes it's not about, oh, being able to give me money in my hand or, you know, being able to take me somewhere. It's not about the physical things always. And sometimes it's about the mental. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, you know, it's real nice when someone takes an interest in your life enough to check on you during the day or ask about your day compared to someone just wanting to buy you something. Here's a gift, you know. What does that mean to you? Buying me something don't mean nothing if I don't know where you at with it. You know what I'm saying? It's nice, thank you. But what are you expecting in return? Because that's the big issue, male or female. Give somebody something, it's something in return it won't. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to give y'all a little bit on that because it bothered me on a couple of conversations that was had that a lot of men don't want to get married nowadays. If that's true or not, I don't know how true that is because I didn't look up the studies. I'm just looking at posts that are being said and different things that are being said. People are talking about alimony and how females are getting paid so much money in alimony to get in that Mary J. Blige just went through the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Women are not obsolete from this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I don't believe in alimony. I don't. Certain situations have exceptions if you actually read into that shit. But personally, for me to read into somebody else's life to find out if they got to pay alimony and how much they paying and all that shit, don't pay my bills. So, no, I don't keep up with that shit. But when I do see it and I'm reading into it and I'm getting into a discussion about it, yes, I will have an opinion. in my opinion, regardless of what the situation is always alimony is stupid to me. Child support, yes, I get that. But why do I have to pay you spousal support because I done showed you a new lifestyle and you have to keep it up? No, bitch. Be humble. If you were smart, you would have took the time out to build yourself up so you can be in the same position. If you was really rocking with me like that, we would have been building something to keep us both afloat and you wouldn't have no issue. But instead, you sat there and allowed that person to take care of you instead of trying to take advantage of saying to yourself, yes, let me do this and get myself up. And when you guys do decide to do that, at that point it's like, man, you borderline getting ready to lose this man. You know, when you should have been doing something all along to show that you're not just sitting on your ass expecting that person to do it. Male or female, again. Because it's men out there that just want to sit down and let the woman do everything too. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just women. And even if that's the type of dynamic you have, you need to make sure that you're on your game plan. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, women that stayed at home, they took care of things. They made sure the house was clean. Kids' homework was done. They was clean. Dinner was ready. They sewed up socks, hemmed pants, made curtains, took in laundry if they needed extra money. These are the things the women did back in the day because they were hustlers, they knew how to get shit, and they knew how to take care of their men, regardless if they may want to be there or not. At the end of the day, you can't keep nobody that don't want to be kept. That's just bottom line. You're not going to be able to do that. A motherfucker don't want to be there, they're going to be there. If you choose to kiss their ass, that's on you. But make sure that person want to be there and want to kiss your ass back. A lot of people, again, I was saying at the beginning, a lot of people feel like they are in love with getting married, but they're not interested in the marriage per se. And when you do that and you don't go into the marriage with the right tools, the arguing and bickering that you do in the first couple of years can consume you in a way where the relationship can shut down. And if it doesn't shut down immediately, it shuts down in segments and it takes time. And at that moment, you wasted so much time not living because you allowed yourself to not communicate with somebody that you chose. That's one of my biggest things with marriage. If you decide to marry somebody, you make sure you're picking the right person for you and you know that person was there. I knew Bert was there with me. That's why it was easy for me. As soon as he proved to me that he was down for me, it wasn't hard for me to love him. It wasn't hard for me to, you know, trust him. Yes, we had our issues. Yes, we had disagreements, arguments. But even then, we had rules and stuff. Like I said, we communicated. We knew what we didn't want and what we did want. When we communicated, when we got into arguments, if our voice got so loud where we felt like other people could hear us, we would stop talking. Go in separate rooms. I'll go in my room, in the back room, cry and write in my journal, talk shit, type a little bit, then go back. He'll go in there, finish playing his video game, sit there and chill. Somebody call him, act like everything's all good. He's chilling. He ain't tripping. Then eventually, I'll come out and start cooking. Because at the end of the day, we still doing the same thing. We still love each other. So I know we got to eat. So I'm going to fix us some food. Because I'm cooking, he know we got shows to watch. Let me roll a blunt up. So after we get through eating, we can smoke. And we will sit down, and we will do all of this. Still have an argument on our brain. And as soon as we're done and we done smoked and we calmed down, that's when we'll say, okay, let's talk about it. Because it's all about being in the right state of mind. You need to be able to hear each other. In an argument, we don't hear each other because we want to be heard. And that's for everybody. I'm not just saying for women, I'm saying for men too. We want to be heard in a relation, in an argument. And when we're not, it makes you frustrated. And you can't hear what the other person is trying to get you to understand from their point of view. And a lot of times we do a lot of pointing the finger. You did this. You did that. You did this. When that's not the way you should do it. Especially in a marriage. You know, I was taught that you tell them this is how I feel when this happens. Because you're stating that you're not wrong and I'm not wrong. I'm just saying this is how it made me feel, and I didn't like that feeling, so can we try not doing that because you care about me and you don't want me to feel like that. So I'm letting you know that's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Can we not do that, or is there a better way we can do that, or is there an alternate to doing this? You know, different things like that. You have to be able to compromise. You know what I'm saying? Let's see, Sylvia said, sometimes people need to be strong enough to say enough is enough. That is true. That is true. There's a lot of people out there that do not know how to say no. I'm done. Scared to be alone. Don't want to make another mistake. Don't want to start over. I understood that. After my husband passed away, that was one of my biggest issues, having to start over, having to meet another person, get to know who they are, their background, their family life, if they respect their mama, if, you know, so many different things. You want to find out so much about this person before you just actually be like, okay, I'm a little comfortable with that person. Because at the end of the day, you don't want to set yourself up with somebody that's going to fuck you over in the long run. It's certain situations that I've heard of that from other people surrounding me where people have actually got ready to walk down the altar with somebody and found out that they was living a double life. You know, situations where people were married and they was cheating and kept cheating and the person didn't know how to say, I'm done. And when they finally got the strength to say, I'm done, that person lost. You know, it's people who are abused, you know. It's a sad situation that, you know, sometimes, yeah, they need that strength. That doesn't choose failure. And some people have trust issues and initiatives because they're going to be. That's true too. And that was something that I went through as well. At the beginning of our relationship, my husband told me straight up, before he was my husband, when we first started dating, he was like, I'm not going to be walking on pins and needles behind the next motherfucker's mistake. And when he said that, that registered to me. And I said, you know what, you're right. Because I surely said, don't know one monkey stop no show. I wasn't going to stop dating because this nigga fucked up, but I know I was a good-ass woman. So I wasn't going to do that. So that's how I found my husband. But he, you know, sometimes a lot of people don't like hearing the truth, especially if it means they have to change. Some people like staying in that pain because that's the only thing they can feel. It's the only way they can get attention. It's the only thing they can talk about. You know? People only do treat you, and trust me, I'm learning that myself. People do treat you the way you allow them to treat you. That's why you have to have standards. You have to have some kind of backbone to stand up for yourself. I used to be one of those people that could tell you how I feel and wouldn't care how you felt. Then I got to a point where I felt I didn't want to hurt nobody's feelings because I don't know how to sugarcoat. So I would tell people, I started learning how to sugarcoat, but even with my sugarcoat, it was still too real for certain people. So I was losing friends, you know. I was losing people that didn't want to be around me because my honesty was too much for them. And eventually, I just stopped doing it. And it made me get to the point where I was so not in the need to tell somebody what they needed to hear because I didn't want to hurt their feelings that I was almost nervous to have the conversation. You know, it was hard for me to approach people with a situation that could have easily gone left. You know, and I always, and to this day, I still do the same thing. Before I have a conversation with somebody, I try to think about how I'm going to have that conversation because I know if I talk when I'm upset about it or when the emotions is at a high, that the message will not be received the way I want to because the approach will have the person on the defense. You know? So when I think about that, I try to remember that how would I want somebody to approach me if they had an issue with me on something. So I try to make sure when I tell somebody something, I'm telling them the correct information. I'm not lying to you. But I'm also being firm in my decision and in what I'm saying so the message can be received. That's something I had to learn because that was hard for me. That was something when you've been with somebody for 13 years, you learn. Because I'm telling you, there was a lot of times that I did not do that. There was a lot of times, yes, I was one of those females that waited weeks and then be like, you did that this day. That's why I did this day. You know what I'm saying? Tits to text. And if I would have told you, you would have been mad. And, you know, it was one of those situations. We do it. You know what I'm saying? Tell them all the time, dude, can you stop doing that? Can you stop doing that? Oh, you just going to keep doing it? Okay, so watch me do it. Oh, you don't like when I do it, huh? Well, you can do it last week, though. Oh, you don't remember? Oh, because I waited until this week, right? Oh, so now you don't remember that you did that, even though I didn't remember that you did that. And I'm telling you, you did it, and now you want to act like I'm wrong for doing it, too. You know, those kind of arguments. Those kind of shenanigans that we get into with our mates, and it'd be dumb. It's like a poem that I heard on Deaf Poetry. It was a married couple, and they said, we don't argue about who's going to do the dishes. We're going to argue about how the dishes going to be done. You know what I'm saying? And it's the truth. It'd be little stuff. But that's because just like any family member or any person that you spend so much time with, you're going to start noticing the things that they do that annoy you. And eventually, if you don't say, hey, let's keep it to a minimum early, or say, hey, you know, try to, you know, maneuver yourself around and figure out what you can do to keep yourself from getting to that level, then it can easily take you to the top and you'd be like, oh, my God, one day you just get frustrated and you just blow. You know what I'm saying? That's why communication is important. I'm using myself as an example because, you know, like I said, I can't tell y'all what I know without letting y'all know where it's coming from. You know what I'm saying? I can't make myself credible without letting you know where it is. I learned the best way. You know what I'm saying? I have flaws. I failed the situation. Everybody has this idea that, oh, I'm going to be a good wife. I'm going to always have sex with my husband every day, almost twice a day, three times a day. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. It's always going to be this. Always going to be that. Always going to be this. Always going to be that. When they're not looking at the big picture and being realistic about what life is and what is actually going on in our community, in this state, in this country. You know what I'm saying? California alone, it is so high to live here. You know what I'm saying? I got lucky, praise the Lord. And even then, I'm still show this, bro. Water right here. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I get that when you're in a marriage, it's a lot of things that can attack a marriage, any relationship, that can make you or break you. But it's up to you to see when someone is weak and see when some and rise when you need to be strong. You know what I mean? When I was unemployed, I didn't want my husband to feel like we was about to fall off. So I maneuvered. Couldn't have internet, couldn't have cable no more, so I got the internet, got the Magic Jack. We didn't have cell phones no more. The Magic Jack had our shit going. We had a house phone. My grandmother let her use her cell phone. We had her cell phone. Whoever was gone, used the cell phone. Whoever wasn't gone was at the house to use the Magic Jack. And internet, Hulu was popping for free at the time. You know what I'm saying? We was knocking it off. We other shows we can watch on the different networks, go and see, what is it, Fox News, Fox Channel, and you can watch some of the little TV shows on there, CS, whatever, Cal Channel, whatever it's called, Channel 5, you know, KTLA, that's what it is. You know, we maneuvered around the shit, so there was no room to really be too frustrated. Then we had family coming over. We played dominoes. You know what I'm saying? We did shit to move. I found cheap meals to make that didn't have to be the same shit all the time. You know, when you on a budget, you see, eat the same shit like, you know, noodles and spaghetti and fucking, what's the other meal that they make all the time when you're broke? Potatoes, french fries. That was our meal right there, french fries. You saw we made french fries. French fries, put some cheese on top. I get barbecue sauce, you get ketchup. Be on point. You know what I'm saying? But what I used to do, I used to figure out some other meals we can make for cheap. Fried rice, corn dogs, pizza. We used to make it happen. Things in a blanket, chili dogs. You know what I'm saying? We maneuvered around some shit. Salads. My salads be on point. I don't know what y'all talking about. My salads be on point. You know what I'm saying? Come with everything, and it's healthy. So, all these different things that I learned over the 13 years of being with the same person, I had to grow as a person. He had to grow as a person. And the people that we grew into being helped us be better people for each other. Again, like I said, your relationship should always be more good times than not spend. You low-key not winning. And your relationship should always help you be a better person. No one should be in your life wasting your time. You don't need nobody on your coattail slowing you down. Because this world is hectic out here. And for people like us, brown, minorities, let me just say that. Blacks, we got it just a little bit harder, especially if you didn't have that money already behind you. So, of course, with all of the stress that we have as minorities, then we have to try to make ends meet. Then we got kids to take care. We want them to be somebody, so we're trying to make sure they don't fall in the system. Things that we have on our plate that we're trying to balance, yes, it's going to cause friction in a relationship. It can cause you to get into a routine to the point where you can lose the closeness that you have with your partner. So by the time the kids are gone, y'all got to rediscover each other. And sometimes you forget how to do that. That's why it's important to always work at your marriage. Marriage ain't for punks. That's what it's not. You always have to work at it. You don't get in the relationship and just sit your ass down. You got to continuously work at it. You have to do the things that you're supposed to do to keep them. You know what I'm saying? Men and women. Can't expect nobody to sit up there and take you and you ain't willing to do your part in a relationship. You know, so prepare yourself for what you want. Don't settle for anything you don't want. If you see something in somebody that you don't think you really want, let it go. It's not that serious. So many times women know the guy is not that great for them. Shouldn't be the one that they settle for. They mess around and get a ring, and they fall in love with the ring and the fact that they'll be able to gloat on these bitches like, got him. Happy that they get to spend all this excess money on shit they're not going to ever see again in one day. Then turn around a year, maybe, if that with them, 2 years, a couple of years, maybe have a child out of it before you get a divorce. You don't make it past 5 years in a marriage, you're going to be divorced. 5 year is the 5 year mark is the mark that says we made it this far. We can make it another and another and another. I'm not talking about y'all being together over 5 years before you get married. Because when at that time, it's a different level of the game. You know, you can walk away at any time. You know what I'm saying? But at this level, when you're married, you just can't walk away without having to get the courts involved. And don't nobody want to go through no damn courts. I don't like nothing county. Nothing. Not the county jail, not the county hospitals, not the county court buildings, not the county buildings. Okay, I don't like nothing county. Okay, they all got them damn lines like we speak it. And it all takes forever. And all the employees act like we wasted, like they can waste our time. Like oh, you gonna think you gonna rush me? I make you wait a little longer. Every place, they just say like that. They just got this shitty attitude. Like I'm gonna do what I want to do. This is like this is my house. But truly, you guys, I want y'all to understand. It's just not about getting divorced. It's about staying together. It's about being adjusted apart. It's about loving the person that you with and accepting them for who they are, flaws and everything. Like I said, you're going to accept some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? If it's something you truly don't like, you should be able to talk to that person and figure something out. My husband's issue was he didn't like the way I dressed. He felt like I dressed informed him and stuff because I had curves. That was my gift and my curse. You know? My answer to that was less of a disagree. You know, my issue with him is that I always had company. And I wanted to be comfortable at home knowing that he doesn't like certain things that I wear. So, we battled that because his company wasn't the same every day. And I knew why he was having company. But I still had the urge to want to be out of my room and in whatever I wanted to wear because, you know, I'm one of them that come home and the ball comes off. Wrap. When I was working for certain jobs, I had on stockings, they had to come off. Wrap. Eggs, maybe, it's not a but I needed that, you know what I'm saying? So I got to the point where I understood and valued my me time. I started valuing myself, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, that's what I said, I grew in my relationship. He made me a better woman, a better wife, a better person, you know? My relationship with my grandparents got a whole lot better. You know what I'm saying? As you hear, my dog is in the background, like, really getting her snoring. That's just how she do. She's comfortable. She doesn't get kicked out, though. But again, just take heed to what I'm saying. I don't think I know everything, and I'm not gonna sit up here and say I can fix your life like I'm Ayala, you know, whatever fuck her name is, you know, Ayala, whatever. But what I do know, I know there's some listening up here, and you can take heed to, and I do know some things, and what I say I do know, I'm just telling you that for a fact. It's true. You know what I'm saying? It's either truth because I lived through it. It's an experience that I've done. I've been through. I've heard about it. I've read about it. And in actual fact, from a great source that I heard. But mostly, it's going to always be something from my experience. Because I'm always reading into stuff. And I'm always paying attention to what's going on. I'm used to dealing with older people. My husband was 10 years older than me, so I always dealt with people that were older than me. My grandparents were my best friends. I have an own story, so when you talk to me, I have a lot of wisdom to give out. That's why I have this City of a High Mind show, because I feel like I can say something. Sometimes I'm funny when I talk some shit, but at the same time, I'll be trying to speak for real so y'all can hear some shit. Not everybody is on that, but it can happen. You know what I'm saying? Love is out there for everybody. You can get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to give y'all something to help you along the way. Don't be sleeping on it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever somebody else is going through, that don't have to be your fate. That don't have to be your fate. Just choose wisely. Just know who you've been into it. And know that whatever happens in that relationship, you got to be able to handle it in a way where you don't lose yourself in the process. Very of a high mind. Thanks for coming out. No, I was late, but I still had to give y'all at least an hour of my time. And I had to touch on this subject because it was really my heart. And I want y'all to know at the end of the day, the glass is always half full. It was never half empty. Through all the problems that me and my husband went through, the 13 years we spent together, I wouldn't have done that shit again because it did not outweigh our good time. We had thousands of them. Those memories will never be erased. So, happy Friday, y'all. Y'all enjoy y'all weekend. We're going to bounce off to some music real quick, and I'm going to get back to what I was doing originally. Y'all have a good one. Y'all at the party.
up, Mr. Cole. Man, I got a big old motherfucking bottle of this.
Big old.
Man, what the fuck is this?
That new mystical feature, nigga.
I don't know, but this bottle big as a motherfucker, nigga.
Big old. Cool and high, nigga. Cool and high.
Everything I do, big old.
Swag on, big old, nigga.
It's that country shit.
Big old.
We don't say big, nigga. We say big old.
Big old.
Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol' ballers, big ol' big, big ol' blunts, big ol' guns. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol' ballers, big ol' big, big ol' blunts, big ol' guns. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol' ballers, big ol' big, big ol' blunts, big ol' guns. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol' ballers, big ol' big, big ol' blunts, big ol' guns. Kinda got me a big ol' chick, went and bought me a big old house. Got me a little sexy bitch. All she do is run a big old mouth. Sitting up in a big old truck. Smoke night, see them big old clouds. Got something on my little old lap. Guaranteed to lay your big ass down. Yeah, I don't know, I do a big boy. Let me take you back when I was small time. I started out with a little old pack. Now I got more white than a chalk line. House got a big old room. Room got a big old bed. Old girl got a big old butt. But I think that she big old sad. Got a old school Chevy with a big old motor. 454 bolt 30 over. Ball on that bitch like a cane cobra. When I get a spray, boy, you can't control her. I love her when she back it up and bend it over. Old girl got a body like a big old loafer. I don't play no games, but I show her poker. Coolie old deep like a little old ghost. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big. Big old blunts, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big. Big old blunts, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big. Big old blunts, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big. Big old blunts, big old guns.
I need a big old booty bitch like it's my birthday. I need some head on the job at the birthday. I already know I met her at the concert. I'ma get the pussy on the first day.
So the
bitch, I'm sitting, sitting, sitting. She said, boy, stop playing, stop flirting. I said, no, bitch, I'm serious, I'm flirting. I know that's why you came here in the first place. Bitch, you wanna meet me in person. You be singing all the words to my verses. Said that talking like a big old person. The big curve like the neck on a turkey. On the road on a weekend working. So fuck with me on Tuesday and Thursday. If the pussy water time still surging. I guess I'm gonna be big old surfing. I guess I'm gonna be big old snorkeling. You gonna be big old squirting. We gonna make a big old mess up. Waiting for the slippery surface. Your man looking so you're getting nervous. Your message alert won't stop chirping. You just rolled your eyes and the double is the line. Swallow that big old surface.
Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big. Big old blunts, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big. Big old blunts, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big. Big old blunts, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big. Big old blunts, big old guns. Big old, big old, big old, big old, big old.